Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's take a break from the NFL and go to the NBA. And yesterday, it was some big news. I don't know. Do you know Jared Dudley at all or well or anything?
No, I don't know. Mm.
Great guy. Love him.
He's been on the show a couple times. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of fun. He wants to have a career. He actually wants to go into like the front office or coaching, which I think he'll be able to do. But, you know, he's keeping his options open with broadcasting.
And everybody can't be on. I hate to break it to everybody. I know everybody. Right. I mean,
but
every NBA, every NBA player.
He's got good relationships with the media.
I get it.
Now, he's you look at the TNT group, and they all were stars. Kenny wasn't a star, but, you know, he won championships and was a legit starter. You know what I mean? You wonder if that could hurt Dudley at a place like TNT, but – I think
it's more like a team being like a, you know, on the team, you know, the cable channel that does the games, like being connected to a team. Those options are there, Chris. Oh. You know,
you don't think like an ESPN or FS1 or an Undisputed or something? I think he could be in the works for that.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot
Kendrick
of guys
Perkins
out there.
Kendrick Perkins is doing it, you know. And obviously, there's no guarantee, but I think he'll be able to do it. But we'll see. But the point is this: he wrote I'll call it an essay because it's like 44 pages. They're calling it a book about the bubble. Inside the Bubble, it's called. And what's really making the rounds? It came out yesterday. What's really making the rounds is what he said about Paul George. Now, for those not in the know, Jared Dudley is on the Lakers. He won a championship with them last year. And here's what he said about the Clippers and Paul George.
We hear some of those guys talking about how they're the team to beat in L.A., talking about the Clippers. It's fine if Kawhi says stuff like that. He's a defending champion. We don't trip if someone like Pat Beverly is talking trash. That's how he feeds his family. We get it. We respect the hustle. But we think it's disrespectful for Paul George, who hasn't won, to put himself on the level of Bron and AD. This motivates us. When we see those guys around the compound in the bubble, we don't really kick it with them. End quote.
Wait a minute. Right, Rob, so I'm gonna let you have first dibs at this.
I just think Dudley, like, what do you mean we? You know, like I could see if this came out of LeBron's mouth. AD hadn't won before last year, so he hadn't won anything. He got to the second round once. So that's disrespectful. I mean, you could say that after the fact, but he hadn't won anything. So I think Dudley's way off on this. First of all, I don't think it's his place as a role player, as a guy who doesn't start, who doesn't have any stats. I just think, why are you mixed up in that? If LeBron wants to say something, then that's fine. But to act like Paul George is better than Dudley, hello?
By miles and miles.
Dudley, did you see the contract that Paul George signed?
The distance coming between L.A. and New York.
Exactly. Did you see the contract he signed? And guess what? He stunk in the last few games and choked down a trip to the finals, and he got a big contract. That's how good he is. Look at the numbers he's putting up this year. He's having a great year. So for a guy off the bench to pick up the fight and put this out there, and I saw Paul George's comments. And
he took the high road.
And he took the high road and he said the right thing, Chris. Like, yeah, okay, if this is the guy, if he wants to use my name, put my name out there, fine. I mean, because that's what it is. To pick him out, Pat Beverly hasn't won anything. Oh, well, that's okay because Pat Beverly, that's how he feeds it. It's just like you think Paul George is the weak link and you could step to him. You're afraid to say that to Pat Beverly, Chris. You know what I'm saying? That's why Pat Beverly will get a pass. So well, I don't know. I just doesn't sit right.
It bothered me. Wow.
No, it didn't sit right. It didn't sit right.
Okay. I agree and disagree with you. Where I disagree with you, I'll start there, is that I'm fine with Dudley saying this. I think anything is in bounds as long as you don't, you know, he kept it to basketball. He didn't go off the court and, you know, criticize his family or his lifestyle or anything like that. So I'm fine with it. And I get it. Obviously, Jared Dudley is nowhere near the player that Paul George is. And Jared Dudley would be the first to admit that. I don't have a problem with a player, even if he's not as good, criticizing another player. Because if you take that logic, then you would say, who are we? We're not as good
totally
as Jared
different.
Dudley.
Totally
How?
Different. Because
why can't he say it?
He could say whatever he wants. I just say it comes off from, it just doesn't sound right coming from a guy who's not a star, who hasn't put out to just be on the bench worried about. It's not like he said something about Jared Dudley. He's talking about AD and LeBron. Why
How
is that
is
his
better
fight?
For guys that never
no,
even got
I'm
to
saying,
Jared
why
Dudley's
is that
level
his
to
fight?
Say it.
No, I'm saying why is that his fight? Who is he
I
to
don't
take?
Think he's, I don't think he's taking up a fight with him. And here's where I, like, one, I think any player can say whatever they want.
Well, that's
and
obvious.
Two,
and, I mean, that's
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, but I mean, and I'm not bothered by it. But two, if Jared Dudley, and I get where you're coming from, because as you said, he's not as good as Paul George, not even close. But he said we. Meaning this is how the Lakers felt. This is when we talked in the locker room, when we talked in our team meetings, when we were just kicking it. We were saying this. LeBron, AD, Rondo.
I didn't get
this
that.
This is what. He used the word we. If he had said I, then I think, even as I feel like he got a right to say what he wants, you're right. You would have been like, dude, you ain't even close to Paul George. What are you talking about? But he said we as a team. So I know that's where I disagree with you. I got no problem with him putting it in the we context speaking for the Lakers.
Yeah, but we could be the last three guys on the bench who talk because we're not playing. That could be
it could be, but I don't think it is.
Anthony Davis said, and LeBron's in there.
Yeah, but he said it as about the team, and I think he's smart enough. Now, I could be wrong, but I think he's smart enough where if it was him, Alex Caruso, and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you know, Quinn Cook, I don't think he'd say that. You know, so, because they got no... Those guys have no bearing other than Caruso on what the Lakers do on the court because they don't play. But where I agree with you is that, Rob, I think what this was ultimately, and I'm taking it like this is how the Lakers in mass felt, not just Dudley, but how the team in general felt. I think this shows how little respect they have for Paul George. Because as you said, Dudley talked about we're in L.A., we're seeing the billboards, we're seeing, you know, they're the kings of L.A., this is their town. That was mainly Kawhi. Kawhi was doing the commercials with the crown and it's my town now and all that. That was him. And then you give Beverly a pass. Beverly's the guy that told Steph Curry the next 5 years belong to us, and everybody right. heard that, including the Lakers. You know what I mean? So just because that's what he does – doesn't mean you give him a pass. Damian Lillard doesn't give him a pass. He goes at him, even though that's what Beverly does. And so I agree. I think they said, look, this is picking on the dude that you don't have respect for and the easy mark.
No,
because
I agree.
He has had playoff failure. So, and I'll say this, Rob. Look, Devin Booker's gone at Paul George. Steph Curry's gone at Paul George this year. You know, so... George has, as everybody obviously respects him, as a perennial all-star player, like a second-tier star. He's not Kawhi, LeBron, Giannis, those, but he's on that second tier. And he's a legitimate star. But there seems to be a lack of respect for him to some degree. And I think the only way he gets rid of that, Rob, is to play well in the playoffs on a championship run. Because you're right, he is playing lights out. He's balling.
He's balling out.
Right, but it's still only his second best season ever. His season in OKC, he was ridiculous in the regular season.
No, he was in the talk for MVP.
I had him third on my ballot, if I remember correctly.
He was in the conversation.
Oh, he was great. But then he fizzled in the playoffs, and that's the only way, Rob, because you're right. How you pick on PG when he had done more before the finals started than AD. AD
right.
had won one playoff series.
Paul George had taken
Indiana to the conference finals twice and took the big three in Miami to seven games.
But that's
his
what I'm saying.
His second best player was Roy Hibbert.
And they're acting like none of that happened. And
that's what I'm saying.
They
just picking on him because they don't respect him for some reason.
Right, and they feel like they can get away with it. And you know what? Paul George did the right thing. I thought his comments were classy. It's like he could have dissed him and said, who? Does he play?
Right.
What team
like,
is he
remember
on?
Ben what? Simmons
right.
when they got into their little – you remember their little tit-for-tat a couple years ago when Dudley was with the Nets. And Simmons was like, it came from Jared Dudley, man. Come on.
Right. No, really.
But
so
I
this,
think
this,
George,
is,
I
this
think,
is Jared Dudley. This is what he does. And I think, you know, he looks for people he thinks he can.
I don't think it was. I'm just saying.
I just think he, you know, felt like
I
he can get away with it.
I think that was the Lakers. Now, again, that's my opinion. But him using we, I think he was talking for the team.
If he would have said LeBron and AD thought, then that would be different.
But it might be all 15 of them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and it could be the last three on the bench.
That would be irresponsible of him to say, you know, if it's him, Quinn Cook, and Caruso, to characterize that as we, the Lakers. They could get cut tomorrow. Nobody even know they were gone. So now again, it's my opinion, but I think he's talking for the whole team. But I just think that I think PG taking the high road, props to him. But I think, Rob, that's rooted at least somewhat in him knowing I just got to go out and get it done. you know, whatever I say, it's not going, you know, that's not going to change anything. I need to go out and get it done. I'm balling right now. Let me keep it up and let me do it in the playoffs. And we beat those guys. Then what are they going to say? You know what I mean?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hit it!
I want my soul.
Just let it marinate. Let the smooth sounds of the boss flow through your body. That's right. He's got muscles. Our man, the Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings. What's up, brother? How are you?
What is happening,
there?
My good... what's happening?
It's good to have you on, my man. How are you? How's everything? How's the family?
Everybody's good. Everything is well. Just continuing to press forward.
All right. Well, let's start here. We had a player from your former team, the Packers, that you won a Super Bowl with, A.J. Dillon. We had him on a few days ago. He said he wouldn't be watching the Super Bowl. It's too painful after having gotten that far and that close for him to watch it. We just had Javon on from Jayon Brown on from the Tennessee Titans, and he said he's watching it. Where were you at as a player in the years you didn't make it, particularly the years you guys got really close or thought you would win it that year?
It all depend on really who was playing. Like, to be honest, there was several years I watched. I mean, just as a competitor and one who wants to see guys compete and watch a good game, I wanted to watch. But then when you're playing and you get close or you have a division rival, I remember the Vikings when Brett was with the Vikings his first year and they went to the NFC Championship game, and it was like, man, I felt like I was rooting for the Vikings to lose, but for Brett to win. And then when the Saints went on to win, it was like I could watch the Super Bowl with no feelings at all. So it all depend on how you went out and kind of like when we lost them in the NFC Championship game to the Giants. Oh man, I couldn't watch that, man. I felt like that was supposed to be us.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard from a number of players over the years that some of them say I don't watch. You know, like, and I get it if you're attached to it.
What do you do? You know, if you don't watch it, because the whole country's watching it.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Well, what do you do?
It's a lot of stuff to do. I mean, when I say I don't watch, it's like I don't sit down and just take it all in. Like it's on, but I'm not engaged. Exactly.
You might be at a party or you might have a party, but you're not engaged in it, really getting into the game.
Yeah, or if I'm traveling,
doing
I don't mind traveling
yourself.
That day.
Okay, I hear you.
Right, I got papers to grade on Sunday. That's what I'll be doing for my class. I'll be grading papers. Crazy. All right, Greg, obviously the Chiefs are missing a couple guys up front. How big of an impact will that have on Patrick Mahomes and changing what he does? Is he just trying to get rid of the ball quick? Will he have time to still throw the ball downfield? Will they keep an extra person in to help block? What do you expect to happen?
I don't expect them to change anything of what they do. I mean, you got to think of what has gotten them in the position that they're in is for Patrick Mahomes to be special, get the ball to his playmakers, to stand in the pocket, to extend plays, to get off script. That's what he does. But defenders, regardless, if he was more of a timing quarterback that was a pocket, on-rhythm quarterback, then I think it would impact him more, missing the guys up front and particularly his tackle. But when you're an off-script quarterback, you're putting added stress on your offensive lineman anyway, and you're then giving the defensive lineman opportunities to get the sack. I remember talking to Gerald McCoy during the NFC Championship game last week or the week before, and he was saying he loves when quarterbacks go off script because it gives them the opportunity to still pursue. So when you have offensive linemen that are out and you have a rhythm quarterback that throws on time and on rhythm, then it's challenging. But when you have a quarterback that's off script, look, I just need you to hold up maybe for a couple of seconds, and then I'm getting out of the pocket anyway.
Rob and I were debating this earlier. If, and it's a big if, but if Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs win this Super Bowl on Sunday, I think he will be off to the greatest start of any individual player in the history of American team sports. Rob disagrees. Where are you at on that, if you can wrap your mind around that?
That's a lot.
Right. Well, but the big thing, Greg, is obviously people get caught up in the prisoner of the moment and where they are. There's a lot of people in the history of sports who have gotten off to great starts. I know you need time to think about it on where you are with this, but some of the names that were thrown out, Mickey Mantle won his first three World Series when he broke in with
but
the
no
Yankees.
But no MVPs.
At 19 years old.
And the Yankees were winning before he got there.
Magic won two of his first three. Who else?
Second year got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
Russell, you know, Russell no won two of his first four and then won nine in a row or whatever it is. I'm just saying, you know what I mean. So there's a number of people. Derek Jeter won his first rookie year and then four out of five with the Yankees.
Missed the first two All-Star games his first 2 years.
Yeah, so
it's a combination,
me,
not just winning, but individual too.
Yeah, so for me, I mean, the first person that came to mind was Magic. And when you look at Pat Mahomes, I mean, what he's done is special. So you definitely got a case. But his first season playing, he didn't make it. He lost in the AFC Championship game. And so they were really good, but he didn't get there. So, I mean, there were still some missteps. He still had a spectacular season. MVP caliber season and
he was MVP above.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I get it, but it's hard for me to say it because it's not complete yet, and I haven't seen what he's gonna do on Sunday. Like, if he just is lights out, I mean, and I feel like I'm kind of with you, Rob. I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment,
right?
Because it's
easy.
Such a small sample size, and he's been special in this sample size, but there are a lot of players that were special in a small sample size.
So what do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
What do I think is going to happen? Man, to be honest, I've been trying to wrap my head around this one. I mean, if the Bucks defense can rattle or shake up things for that Kansas City offense, I really believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a really good shot. If they don't if they cannot contain Tyreek Hill, in my opinion, that is the X factor, because if you can't contain him, you're going to have a problem with Travis Kelce. If you contain him, then hopefully Travis Kelce is the only one that gets off, and then you can survive that. But if you lose sight of Tyreek Hill, it opens up everything for that offense. That offense is, I know how great Patrick Mahomes is, but when Tyreek Hill is able to go berserk, you cannot beat that team.
What are the chances of Tom Brady having two or more interceptions in the Super Bowl?
I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and how they've been able to play in the back end, and in particularly Honey Badger, and how he's such a ball hawk, and he plays the game like a savvy veteran. And so when you look at guys like that and how they can try to impact the game, you know he's going to take a chance, because in games like this, you have to be willing to take that chance if your team needs you to. But Tom Brady, man, he's always given you something of sorts as long as in the last few years where he's thrown picks, but then he seems to find a way to survive it, to bounce back.
Greg, we got about a minute left for this one, and Brady's now, there's talk that he said he'll consider playing past the age of 45. Obviously, we've never seen anybody at 43 play this well at quarterback. Do you think, not that they'll play as well as Brady is at 43, but do you think that we will start to see more quarterbacks having these super long careers and playing well into their early 40s? Like Aaron Rodgers is, what, 37, and looks like he's got several years left at a high level. You think that'll become a little more commonplace?
I don't, to be honest. I know it seems like it could be, but it's so rare what he's doing. And when you look at guys like LeBron James, like, guys want to do it. Every guy wants to continue to play, but they don't have the discipline like those those guys that I just mentioned. And when you watch Tom Brady, you watch him in pregame. If you were just able to get there early, he's one of the first ones people out there. He just takes his a receiver or a coach, and he throws 5 yards. And he doesn't throw with any type of tempo. He just is all about the mechanic, trying to hit the same spot every single time. Like, when you got a guy at 43 that's doing those things, you see why he's able to continue playing. Because it's not trying to go out there and throw the deep ball and be – like, that's going to happen. He's going to make those plays. But he understands, I got to do the most minimalistic things better than anybody else right now, and everything is slower for me. And so he's willing to put his body through whatever it's needed to continue playing at a high level. And so many guys want to, but they're not willing to do what it takes to continue doing that.
All right. That's our man, Greg Jennings. We appreciate it. Are you up in Minnesota?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't think you were down.
Where else should I be? I mean, this is the best.
He ain't going to be at the Super Bowl with the CBS doing the game, so he ain't at the Super Bowl. We know that.
You know. You never know. You never know. I thought you might be down there in Tampa.
No.
You know.
No, I'm cool. If you go, I go.
We appreciate
the time. Enjoy the game. You giving us a prediction? You kind of hemmed and hawed when I asked you before. You gonna give us a prediction? I got 37-34 Kansas City.
Okay, I like that. But I'm gonna go ahead and ride with Brady on this one. I'm gonna see if he can get it done.
Wow. All right.
I don't even got a score for you. I just want to see him get it done.
Get number seven. All right, my man. Great stuff. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've seen a lot of Matt Stafford when you
worked in
Detroit.
So his very first pass, I've watched his very first game. I mean, I was there for a long time up until obviously the last 5 years. So I saw the first 7 years of his career up close, no doubt.
How soon did you start feeling like he's Stat Patford? Like he ain't all that?
It was early. They couldn't win any of the big games. I just kept waiting for like that game where you know, like he didn't have enough. You know how some guys are just good enough, right, to get you there?
Right.
And he just wasn't that guy. He couldn't elevate the rest or make that play against the good teams. I saw him play a lot of bad teams and win, and the comeback victories that they're ballyhooing about. But I think more of the 10-66 record against teams over 500. That's what stands out to me. And I get this. You're not supposed to have an over 500 record, Chris. You know what I mean? So
right,
I get
right.
That. But 10-66 is an awful record.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in this boat. I'm very curious to see what he is. You know, because like you said, he's put up numbers. A lot of people think he's darn near a star or a star.
One Pro Bowl in 12 years is not a star.
Right. But you know some people
right.
think that.
Some people think he's
en route to the Hall of Fame even. But I want to see. Is he a winner? Can he win with good stuff around him? Or was he a big part of the problem in Detroit and why they couldn't get over the hump? It's interesting because, Rob, he said it's been reported that he was willing to go anywhere except New England. And we'll get into that in a moment. But Teddy Bruschi, who we both know from the old network, great guy. Teddy's a really great guy. And obviously had a great career with the New England Patriots, one champ, Super Bowls. And he said...
exception to it.
Yeah, he said Stafford's not tough enough to play in New England. Do we have sound of this, Rob G? All right, here he is.
Stafford saying he didn't want to go to New England, whatever. I think people know why, right? I mean, just the personnel, I get it. But the draw in New England...
He's not tough enough to play here.
Yeah.
He's just not tough enough. I mean, he's not... I don't think he's tough enough to be coached hard. I mean, do you realize the mental toughness that Tom Brady had to have for 20 years to deal with Bill Belichick? I mean, in that type of coaching? I mean, constant pressure every single day. Does Stafford sort of grab you as a guy that could handle that? I just don't think so. Well, so he went to Sean McVay and get his little best friend relationship and go have fun over there. That's fine.
I love
that.
That was our friend Christian Fourier,
W-E. I love that what he said, his little best friend.
Right.
Because we say it all the time. If you're an ex-athlete, speak your mind. And I'm glad that
that's why
Teddy's
been on ESPN for 10
right.
years or whatever.
Right.
Been,
so since you've been around Stafford, seen him play a lot, what are your thoughts on what Bruschi said?
I think they're in line with some others. I can't remember. There were recently former players said that he didn't push the other guys hard enough either. That's why they didn't win there, that he wasn't that guy. You know what I mean? To demand more out of people. And so it just kind of, he put up his numbers and that was kind of it. Everybody's not a leader. You know, Chris, we talk about this all the time. Everybody's not. But I think
the best quarterbacks are.
Yeah, you have to be able to get people to buy in.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's just interesting that a guy like that would, you know, and I don't believe it's just a Matt Patricia deal. Oh, I can't go back there. Because Matt Patricia is not even a coach on the staff. He's a consultant.
Special assistant,
right?
Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
He ain't going to have any power.
Right.
He probably won't even have to deal with Matt Patricia at all.
Just to hear a guy say he doesn't want to go to New England, doesn't want to play. I could see where Teddy Bruschi feeling like, I went there, I won championships, you know what I mean? I was pushed, I was beat up, I was maligned, and I came out all right. And this dude is like, who hasn't won jack, doesn't want to go there and be tough coached.
Yeah, I got to be honest, Rob, I don't even think, some people will say, oh, Bruschi, he had a great time in New England, he won and this and that. That's what made his career, because, you know, he wasn't like a Hall of Fame player. He was good, but, you know, that made him, that he won in New England and all that. No, I don't think that's it. I don't think you had to play in New England. I don't think you have to have feelings for Belichick or the Patriot way to look at the fact that Matt Stafford did not want to go to New England and be like, what? Like, you got a great chance to win if you go to New England. That's Cam Newton sang praises about playing in New England. He's only been there 1 year, but he seemed to think it was great. And for you to say, I think that may say something about Matt Stafford.
That's what I'm saying. I think Teddy Bruschi's onto something, because coming from the Lions, and we already know, I don't have to say it a million times, one playoff win since 1957, and the idea of playing in a place, right, you're 1 year removed from Brady, right? So you're not you're not the guy replacing Brady, right? You want to be the guy who replaced the guy who replaced legend. Seriously, you want a buffer. So
Cam,
he could have a chance.
Didn't have much of a year. You go in there and play well.
Right.
They're going to love you. Yeah.
I can see where it would rub people.
If he said, look, they don't have any receivers. That's why Tom Brady left. Get some receivers. Get some people, you know, into skill positions, and I'll go there. But then he would have had to name a bunch of teams, Rob. Right? It wouldn't have just been New England. It would have been several teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, the idea that New England was the only team anywhere but New England, that says something. I mean, what? Oh, Jacksonville's okay? Is that okay?
Right, exactly. Like, come on. I agree. And we've both said it. Look, do I think the Rams upgraded at quarterback? Yes, I do. Do I think Stafford could be good in that system with Sean McVay? Yes, I do. But it's Super Bowl or bust, baby. I mean, Super Bowl title or bust. Because you got there with Jared Goff. You were a second-round playoff even in the year he didn't have a good season with Jared Goff.
Right, they beat Seattle, and then they went to Green Bay and were in the game a little bit until the second half.
Yeah.
But still,
you're going
don't act
to
like
win.
You weren't – right, don't act like you didn't make the playoffs with Jared Goff or you got knocked out in the first game. And remember, Jared didn't even start that game one against Seattle, the first playoff game. He came in.
Right. Not that Stafford is on James Harden level. Obviously, he's not. But James Harden is going to Brooklyn to win a championship.
That's it.
It's not to go to the conference finals, even to get to the finals. It's to win a championship, period. And if he doesn't, if 5 years from now, Rob, 4 years, 3 years, whatever, however long he's there, if he hadn't won a championship, it will be a failure.
It will be a failure. That's the only thing, because you already got to the Super Bowl. It wasn't 10 years ago. It was 2 years ago.
Right.
Or what is it, three? Is it, yeah.
3 years ago.
Three years ago. So it ain't that long ago.
Absolutely.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.